Pedder's new world-first vehicle weight matrix software. Know your weight at pedders.com.au.
But right now, we are speaking to one of Victorian cricket's best ever prodigies, really. He can bat, he can bowl, he does it all. And a great bloke, Cameron White. Good morning.
G'day, boys. How are you?
You like that little intro, mate? Or?
Oh, you're very generous.
Oh, well, we love you, mate. Now, of course, you've got the big semi-final against Western Australia tomorrow at Junction Oval. It looks an absolute treat. You just had a net session. Mate, how'd you hit him? Did you find the middle?
Oh, yeah, managed to see a couple out of the hand. That was about all. I've never been a great net batsman myself, so, yes. Got out of there alive, unscathed. It's more the important thing when you have a net, I reckon.
Sometimes, don't you find it's weird, isn't it? Like, sometimes you might be scratchy in the nets and then the next day go out and make some runs as opposed to hitting them absolutely sweetly in training and then copying a good one first. Nari, tell us about the game tomorrow. Where's the strength in the Victorian team this year?
Yeah, obviously, WA have been the form team throughout the camp. I think we've got the best team on paper. They actually gave us a catch-up here a week or so ago. At the Junction, so I guess the benefit is we've got a bit of a look at what they're going to, you know, what they're going to bring for us. So, but in terms of our strengths, I think, you know, probably our batting is our strength. We have a very solid top six or seven, so kind of hoping we can win the toss and post a decent score tomorrow. The other day when we played them, we only made just over 200, and they just sort of, they're batting very aggressively, so they knocked it off pretty quickly, but I just feel as though if we can get a score up around the 300 mark and then put a little bit of pressure on them, it just might be a little bit different in a game that sort of matters a bit more, a final with a bit more pressure.
Cam, how has the Junction Oval been playing? Because obviously the new facilities, it looks awesome. It's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow, I think 24 degrees. So if you're around town tomorrow in Melbourne, get down to the Junction Oval. But how is the new grandstand or the new stadium there come up?
Yeah, really good, thanks, Lee. It's just a great place to, it's great to have our own home, I guess. When we're based out of the G, every day you're sort of dragging your big cricket coffin in and out of the car, and if there's ever an event or anything on, obviously footy, going into footy finals and the start of the cricket season, we're always sort of getting shipped out. So it's just a nice place to leave your bag. You don't have to put it in your car every day, and the facilities are great. I think there's something like 50-odd outdoor practice wickets here. A huge indoor facility, all the gym and all the recovery facilities as well. So it's just a really nice place to be based. You're coming here every day. So, and obviously when things are brand new, it's a bit of a fresh start, I guess, especially when you're an old fellow like me and been around the place for a while.
The test action starts tomorrow, of course, Cam, Pakistan versus Australia over there in Dubai. Great that our man Aaron Finch, of course, is in the team and looks like he's opening. But do you know much about the bolter in the team, the selection shock, Marnus Labuschagne?
Yeah, loose bus change, Marnus loose bus change. I saw a bit of stuff that cricket.com putting up the other day. That was pretty funny. But, I played a little bit against Marnus. Very good sort of... I think he's batted sort of through the middle order for Queensland. Quite a good player of spin, so that's probably obviously why he's playing. I'm assuming that with Matt Renshaw out, that everyone might just, I'm only guessing here, but just slide, Usman Khawaja will slide up to open and everyone will sort of just move up the batting order a bit. So that would mean Marnus would slip into the middle order there. Pretty good player of spin. Excellent fielder. A lot of energy in the field and very good fielder, so he'll have an impact there. But also, along with Finchie, great to see. I think Johnny Holland is almost a lock as well. I think he got five for the other day in the tour match. So
brilliant.
Hopefully they go with two spinners. It'd be great to see John and Finchie. A little rumour going around there today on social media that Peter Siddle might get the nod as well. So Hopefully a couple of vicks in.
Outstanding. Do you have aspirations to sort of represent Australia anymore, Bear? Or how does that all sit with you?
I guess so. Well, I'm still playing for Victoria and still enjoying cricket. I don't think you can, keep playing with not sort of looking to get a game for Australia. So, although I think it's probably my chance is probably all but finished. Those couple of little games I played, or a couple of games last year that I played, probably my last very small window. But, you never know. But I'm just enjoying playing cricket with the Vics. Obviously, as we just touched on, new facility here at the Junction is good. And hopefully we can play well tomorrow.
And the test series coming up this summer versus India. How big a test is that going to be for a bit of a new look Australian side, Cameron?
Yeah, obviously outside of the Ashes, India now is probably the biggest, definitely from a broadcaster's point of view and probably from a player's point of view, the next biggest sort of thing in test cricket, I reckon. So to be honest, I reckon we're going to have our work cut out. I reckon they're pretty good India, or very good. Obviously, their batsmen are led by Kohli, are exceptional. And their pace attack now is gathering strength. Obviously, they were in that. They've just recently played in England, where they were in the series for a small part, and then the experience of England's bowlers sort of got them through at the end. But I think Australia is going to really have to be on their game by the time India sort of come to Australia. I think they're going to put us under a fair bit of pressure.
We certainly look forward to it. Virat Kohli, as you say, in superb form. One of the best batsmen in the world. Going to be interesting to see how many he can make on these Australian pitches. Cameron White, thanks so much for joining us on Triple M's Dead Set Legends today. Good luck in the big semi-final against Western Australia at the Junction Oval tomorrow.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Cameron White, one of the good blokes, Joey.
Absolutely, ripping fellow. And one of Victoria's greats. He's been around for a very long time and still seeing them very well. He's made 100 and a couple of big scores in the JLT Cup. So hopefully he can continue on that form for the Vics tomorrow and they can play in the final of the JLT Cup, which will be at the Junction Oval.
Yeah, you can't write him off. I mean, we all sort of thought Peter Siddle was finished.
Yeah, you never know. I like that. You've got to have that attitude while you're playing cricket for your state. You just never know when you might get the call up for the national team.
He's the big bear and a great man. It is Jay Clark, Lee Montagna. Next, Joey, we're going to get you give me a spell to favourite segment of the week and your tip, because you have been on fire and all the punters, they've been hanging out for some gold. It's
good
Jay
value too.
Clark, all bit of money, Lee Montagna on Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
We hope you enjoyed the Triple M Dead Set Legends. Catch them Saturday mornings from 10 on Triple M, and if you miss the show, catch up with Just a Tap on the Triple M app. Brought to you by Petters Weight Matrix. See petters.com.au.